USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Trump talking about the latest investigation into his activities.
All of a sudden, it's let's just go harass anybody who has ever made contact with Trump. Let's send out, 81 document discovery requests for everything under the sun.
That's President Trump's son, Eric Trump, discussing the latest round of investigative moves by Democrats on the U.S. House Judiciary Committee.
The whole thing is such a, it's just a sham. I mean, it's exactly what Robert Mueller is going to come out with. This whole thing has been an absolute sham.
That courtesy of the Brian Kilmeade show on Fox, chairman of the committee, Jerry Nadler, says they have sent document requests to 81 agencies and individuals as part of their latest probe into what he calls alleged obstruction of justice, public corruption, and other abuses of power by President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hey, Tony Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
The National Weather Service says the tornadoes that touched down in Lee County, Alabama on Sunday amounted to the deadliest outbreak of tornadoes in America since May of 2013. At least 23 people are confirmed dead, but many other people are still listed as missing, and there are a lot of people injured as well. The searching for possible survivors and bodies has resumed this morning. Hundreds of people marched in Sacramento, California last night protesting a county DA's decision not to charge two police officers involved in the fatal shooting of a black man last March.
What do we want?
Over 80 people arrested by police last night. Officers in the case had said they believed Stephon Clark had a gun in his hand when they shot him in his grandmother's backyard. No weapon was ever found. It's believed he was holding a cell phone. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
A pro wrestling legend has passed away, King Kong Bundy, a New Jersey native whose real name was Christopher Pelliz, wrestled for what was then known as the WWF in the 1980s and 90s. He met with opponents like Hulk Hogan in the ring. He died on Monday. King Kong Bundy, or Christopher Pelliz, was 61. Today is Fat Tuesday, a big celebration, of course, in New Orleans, but that means Lent begins tomorrow. It will be Ash Wednesday for Catholics, and in what may be a sign of the busy lifestyle of many Americans, a church in Bakersfield, California, is offering what they're calling Ashes to Go tomorrow. USA Radio's John Clemens with more.
Ash Wednesday opens Lent, a season of fasting and prayer leading up to Easter Sunday that falls on April 21st for 2019. Ash Wednesday comes from the ancient Jewish observance of paying penance. Officials at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Bakersfield, California say they understand the constraints of time many Americans live under, so Pastor Don Wilder will be on the street administering what are called Ashes to Go to the public.
And the last Chevy Cruze will roll off the assembly line in Lordstown, Ohio tomorrow. In November, General Motors announced it was closing the plant that had opened there back in 1966. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.